The World Day to Combat Desertification is observed every year on the 17th of June. What is the purpose of this observance?
The purpose is to remind people and the whole world that desertification is advancing because of many reasons: bad management practices of the land, encroaching of industry, of housing. And what is happening is not only the land is degrading and therefore losing productivity, but when you have degraded land, it's a situation where you easily get more storms, more pollution for the cities who live close to desertified areas, less water retention capacity. So the consequences direct on the human health are obvious and very severe.
If I understand correctly, deserts are part of our ecosystem, are part of the biodiversity of our world. But when we speak of desertification, we're speaking of land that is being degraded. Is that right?
This is correct. Absolutely. So it's not saying that deserts are affecting humanity or deserts are increasing, but we are discussing about the bad anthropogenic practices that create increasingly desertification on land which was not desertified before.
We think of land degradation of something that affects others, you know, people who live in developing countries maybe, or who live in climates which are particularly affected. But it really affects everyone, doesn't it?
It does. I would like to speak about the case, for example, of Italy. There is just a recent publication called Desertificazione and Degrado del Suolo, which shows how much desertification is also affecting countries of Southern Europe like Italy, Spain, Greece, to name some of them.
Can you tell me a little bit more about this? What exactly are these effects?
Those effects are a loss of productivity of soils. So in the next 20 years, we expect a lower production capacity of those soils in terms of agriculture production. But a secondary effect, which is even worse for a situation like Italy and Spain, is the loss of capacity of those soils to retain water. So in the next 20 years, you will have more runoff from those soils. So the water will not be retained in the soils, and you might have more floods subsequent to any rainfall because the soils cannot retain the water. And on the long term, you will have less water available for drinking and for agriculture production.
So you're saying that when we see natural disasters such as flooding, killing people, or mountains coming down, they could be caused by desertification?
They could be one of the effects of desertification. Of course, it depends where you are, but definitely this is a consequence of bad land management and degradation of the soils.
I see that every year there is a particular theme that is chosen, and this year it's forests keep dry lands working. And this year is the year of forests, if I'm not mistaken. What does this theme want to highlight?
We want to say that normally you look at a land, you look at the above ground vegetation. So people perceive what is above the soils: houses, roads, trees, cultivations. For one day, we would like people to think what is below the ground in terms of roots, in terms of microorganisms, soil elements. Go below the soils. See how the effects of the root can contribute to maintain a system in good health. Think about that: the root of a tree, which are perennials, can avoid degradation because they physically retain the soil. They avoid erosion. They physically improve the structure of the soil because they leave air and water to go through the soil. So for one day, think of a journey, go below the ground and imagine the effect of a good root system, of a good tree that fights desertifications and contributes to maintain a good landscape and a good soil health.
Ah, that's very beautiful. So let's plant more trees, right?
Let's plant more trees, but avoid planting one type of tree. So let's think of biodiversity. And let us also think that you have to plant more trees in a landscape approach. So reinforce also the landscape planning capacity of the countries so that you think of trees where trees are necessary, and then you combine the effect of trees with some land for agriculture, some land for housing, and some land for recreation. So think of where you plant your trees and how the trees can contribute to maintain your whole landscape in good health.
Thank you very much. Is there anything else you would like to add to that?
Yes, please. I would like to add a positive message. Desertification sounds terrible. Desertification means lack of life. This is not true. Those big areas of land which are under desertification have also tremendous potential of catching solar energy. So we should think a little bit more what is the potential of the land to catch solar and renewable energy. Once more, think that land can have many, many functions, and by using and promoting all those different functions in harmony, we maintain a good land condition and soil health.